Concerns about terrorists brought pilots, airline representatives, and federal investigators to Capitol Hill this week to discuss proposals for improving airport security. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta says the administration will have recommendations next month. Commentator Dan Bernstein is flying again. He says heightened airport security already is in place.
Once airborne, no one's knuckles whiten whiter than mine. But the airlines were flying again, and I had long ago bought a ticket for Saturday morning. I arrived at Oakland International just after 7 a.m. for my 9:10 a.m. flight to Southern California. Hundreds of passengers were sardined inside the Southwest terminal. There was a rinky-dink FAA-approved table set up about 10 yards in front of the X-ray machines. An official asked for my ID and stamped my e-ticket, then asked if I was carrying a knife. When I reached the X-ray machines, I decided to deposit my trombone mouthpiece in the coin basket. The first X-ray tech viewed it suspiciously and summoned a second. The second summoned a third. Based on my findings, one in three people recognizes a trombone mouthpiece. Because I only had carry-on baggage, I reached my gate nearly 2 hours early. I checked out my fellow passengers. Who looked most likely to attempt to commandeer an aircraft and head for the Golden Gate Bridge? The prime candidate was a handsome, middle-aged man, smartly dressed in a blue blazer, light gray slacks, black patent leather loafers accented by little gold bars. He wasn't wearing socks. The plane was practically empty. The patter from the cockpit and the flight attendants had acquired a new context. They pointed out the convenient emergency exits. They told us to turn off our cell phones, though all of us knew cell phones had saved lives. The final descent was the worst. I imagined that whoever was flying the plane had no intention of landing it. Dodger Stadium seemed a juicy target. I realized I had completely lost track of the sockless man in the blue blazer. And then we were down, safely, on time. It won't be long before I have reason to fly again. I know I'll worry about airport security. I'll fret about who and what might slip through the latest expensive yet inevitably imperfect safety net. I'll regard my fellow passengers warily, and I won't expect them to feel any more comfortable around me. But I will fly. Air travel long ago splintered the American family, enabling us to fling ourselves across the country, around the world, to start new lives, new families, new careers. But air travel also has become the magnet of the American family. It brings us back together from business trips, for reunions, weddings, vacations, and yes, funerals. Fear it or not, flying is very much a part of who we are. That's why, if I could afford it, I'd accept Mayor Giuliani's invitation to fly to the Big Apple and watch my beloved Yankees down the stretch. But I'd leave my trombone mouthpiece at home.
The comments of Dan Bernstein, a columnist with the Press Enterprise in Riverside, California.